Closing remarks from Liz. Greg can be really annoying.
Greg can be really annoying. I understand. I work with him. Even during the writing of this book, he has managed to dash my hopes and dreams about men I've been optimistic about dating. It seems no one is good enough for Greg. It's impossible to please Greg with his high demands on men's behavior. Who does Greg think he is? So what if my guy calls me on Monday instead of on the weekend like he said he would? What's so wrong with that, Greg? Geez, it's one lousy day. With your impossibly high standards, Greg, I'm going to be dating like every 8 years. He's also so absolute. He really doesn't live in the gray area. I do. In fact, I bought a co-op and moved into the gray area. It's the right choice for me, even though the maintenance is really high. I don't know theoretically what I'd do if my spouse, who I was married to for 15 years and had 3 kids with, cheated on me. Greg does. He's absolute. Also, I'm a pessimist, and Greg's unswerving optimism is really irritating. It annoys me when he tells me that he believes everyone, if they truly believe it and are open to it, will find a good person to love. I don't believe that's true. I think some of those people who are single and ready to have love in their lives are going to get cancer and die, or get hit by a car, or just never find love with a good man and maybe just settle. That's why I'm not the one answering all the questions. I also know that I get really lonely, and Greg has been with his wife for over 5 years now. He doesn't know if I'm single person's lonely. Easy for him to sit at the lazy Susan of love and tell me to keep turning until I find just the right dish. He's got a date for every Valentine's Day for the rest of his damn life. But I do think he's right, a lot of the time, which is the most annoying part of it all. Greg is the older brother we all should have in our lives and in our heads. He demands that men treat us better than even we think they should.